You're listening to the sounds of KPAF AM 890 broadcasting at the top of Scorpion Hill, serving Springwell, Nevada, and the men and women in Filer Air Force Base. This is Nick Charles with your late night news and event updates. Well, it was another beautiful day here in Springwell with a high of 81 degrees. I love warm Saturday mornings. To wash the car and jog around the neighborhood. Of course, I'm a bit of a night owl, so my morning usually starts at around 11. If you were walking down Main Street today, you may have seen that there's a sale on all winter wear, including flannel jackets this month at Shotgun Sam's, who we would like to thank for sponsoring this show tonight. And Meg's Market has a great sale this week on T-bone steaks. So dust off those barbecues, folks, because it's grilling season. Also, Mayor Ataro's office would like to remind all Springwell residents that camping within 5 miles of Filer Air Force Base is forbidden by law. Anyone caught loitering or attempting to capture video footage of the base within that radius will face confiscation of their recording equipment and up to 90 days in jail. I don't know about you, but that's not my cup of tea. Well, folks, the weather is getting nice, and I'm going to do some camping myself. So don't forget about all the great places we can camp just west of the 95. There's not much up north of the city limits besides the base, so let's just let our military do their jobs and protect our country. I know some of you were concerned about last night's power outage. Springwell Electric reports that the 4-hour outage was a result of a faulty transformer, and your electrical service should continue without further interruption. Shortly before the outage, a few residents of Springwell called in to report seeing strange lights out over Bedrock Dam. USAFB media spokesperson Colonel Carter Blanchard states that the lights near Bedrock Dam were an incoming weather balloon. The colonel also mentioned that there will be extensive practice exercise in the Bedrock Dam area until about 6 p.m. tomorrow. All traffic and visitors will be restricted during this period. In response to the exercises, Sheriff Wilcox has announced that Ellison Drive will be shut down just north of the Dry Creek Campground to restrict access. Next Friday, Springwell's favorite band, The Swirls, will be playing at Moonlighter's Bar. They'll be on stage from 10 p.m. to midnight. Now let's listen to their latest, Room 236.
Graveyard.
Great, great stuff. Now let's take some calls. You're listening to Nick Charles on KPAF. On the line is everyone's favorite cashier over at Meg's Market, Layla Rivera. Hey, Layla, are you over at Moonlighters?
Yeah, Mike and I are having a beer and we're talking. And you know, I was out at the Dry Creek Campgrounds last night playing cards with Luke. And his trailer started rocking back and forth right when the power started going crazy. So we ran outside thinking we'd find Benny rocking the boat. But instead, we see those weird lights in the sky. And Nick, it was weird. It was like they were humming. They'd stay in one place out over the dam, then they'd dart across to the observatory and back. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, well, Layla, lots of folks in town have seen those lights. Are you sure that trailer wasn't rocking for some other reason?
Don't get cute with me, Nick. I'm just saying, Dry Creek. Dry Creek is like the closest thing to the dam besides Zephaniah Lab. And I don't think that was any kind of balloon. I'm going to check Snopes to see if this kind of stuff has happened anywhere else. And another thing, we need to ask that sheriff what he thinks. I seen his car out by Zephaniah Lab last night, and now he's closing off the road.
Well, thanks for calling, Layla, and tell Mike I said hello. Folks, let's not get worked up about a power outage or a little research balloon. I know things can get a little quiet in the winter, but every time the weather starts warming up, we go outside and the desert just plays with our minds. Looks like we've got another night owl calling in. You're on KPAF.
Hi, Nick. Have you ever wondered what exactly goes on in Filer Air Force Base?
Hey there, stranger. Well, if you lived in Springwell for any length of time, you know that Filer began construction in July of 47 and since then has been called home to many pilots, officers, and mechanics. They and their families have made Springwell what it is today. Man, we wouldn't have a beautiful city hall with six marble columns if it wasn't for the Air Force's contribution in 69.
And what if I told you that something terrible is going on there?
No, I know what goes on. The airfield and hangars hold some of our largest supply planes in the Air Force. That's why we always see C-17s and C-5s coming in. You gotta park them somewhere, man. But what's your point anyway?
Those lights last night were not from a weather balloon. You need to understand that the people of Springwell have been lying to you for many years.
Mike, is that you trying to mess with me? Are you drinking too much at Moonlighters?
This isn't Mike. And it's important for you to listen. You won't find Luke. They won't let him go unless he forgets what he's seen. And he's seen too much.
Hey, Mike, I gotta cut you off. Luke is fine. Nobody's looking for him. But hey, it looks like our phone lines are going crazy.
Nick, listen to me. Spring's electrical problems will continue. They've lost control. And your friend Luke is just the start. Ah.
Oh. Okay, sorry about that, folks. I don't have anyone here to help me screen calls for pranksters or weirdos, but hey, kids will be kids. Hello, caller, you're on KPAF.
Nick, Luke didn't meet us tonight at Moonlighters, and he isn't answering his phone. I talked to Benny earlier today, and he said he's sending him up for lunch. Well, what was that guy talking about? I left Luke's place last night when the power went out, and no one has seen him since.
I'm sure it's okay, Layla. Just wait on the line, and we'll talk about it in a minute. Hello, caller. You're on KPAF.
Hey, this is Sheriff Wilcox. I'm working overtime here on Ellison Drive, and I've been listening to y'all. Hell, Layla, there's no reason to come on over to the Dry Creek Camp looking for Luke. We have him here with us. He's fine.
Wow, thanks, Sheriff. Did you run a check on him?
No. Luke was in an accident last night, but we sent him on over to Springwell General. I'm sure he's going to be fine. There's no need for Layla to come all this way looking for Luke. She could stay home and see him in the hospital tomorrow. And the same goes to anybody else looking for Luke. Don't bother coming to Dry Creek Camp. avoid Ellis Drive altogether. Lucas and Springwell General across from City Hall.
Wait, Sheriff Wilcox, an accident? What happened to Luke?
Listen, Vic, I don't have time to talk. Just don't listen to crazy people calling your radio show at all out. And stay off Ellis and Drive.
Well, thanks to Sheriff Wilcox for that update. I guess we'll all have to send some flowers to good old Luke tomorrow, folks. Well, we're almost out of time. Let's take one more call. Hello, caller. You're on KPAF.
Nick, I just got off the phone with Kira.
Oh, hey, Layla, I'm sorry. I left you on hold.
Nick, Kira works at the hospital reception. Luke's there, but the weird part is, when he came in, he was already wearing a hospital gown? What's up with that? And Nick, he has burns, and he's not talking. What's going on?
Layla, just hold on a second. That's all the time we have, folks. Don't forget the swirls at Moonlighters next Friday at 10 to midnight, and tomorrow we will catch you up on all the news and events in Springwell. And remember, accidents can happen to anyone, so be safe out there. KPAF is a division of McGuire Broadcasting, providing music and news to the men and women of the armed forces. The views and opinions expressed during this local news and events update are not necessarily shared by the McGuire Broadcasting or its subsidiaries.